As we prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper, let us ponder over what the Lord Jesus has done for us. His love for us, His sacrifice, in order to help us, to offer us life. And as we consider His grace and His kindness, His compassion toward us, let us consider how we should respond to Him. The Apostle Paul was a man who understood how much God had done for him. And arising from the depth of his gratitude, he responded deeply. He said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labored even more than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God with me." As we have benefited from God's grace, as we have grown in our lives, as we have become busy with many things to do, we need constantly to refresh ourselves, be conscious of what He has done for us. Are we conscious that it is by the grace of God that we have become what we are, that is meaningful and good? And are we responding to Him in a way where His grace would not prove vain? One of the practical implications of this is the way in which we live our lives. The Apostle Paul says, "I labored." We need to work hard to labor, not just to be thankful to God in our hearts, in expression of words, but in the way we live our lives each day. The way we labor, the Apostle Paul expresses, is not something that is easy, something that is pleasant. It can include much pain, hardship, difficulties that we need to go through. In fact, the word labor is the same word that can be used to describe a woman going through labor. It can be very painful and difficult, but it's to produce something meaningful, to bring forth a child. So too, as we work hard, we labor together with the Lord, we can bring forth something meaningful. And the Apostle Paul says, "Yet not I, but the grace of God with me." The need always to remain humble and grateful and dependent on Him. The Lord's Supper should help us to be conscious that we have sinned against God. We deserve judgment. But God, in His grace, helped us. It should help us to be grateful, humble, and also to recognize that we need always to depend on Him in order to live well. The Apostle Paul also shared how we need to consider the whole way in which we live our lives, the attitude, the values that we hold. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, "And He died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and rose again on their behalf." As we appreciate what the Lord has done for us, we must change our way of living from self-centered living to living for the Lord and His will. Let us, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, not do so as a routine, but in a prayerful spirit, looking to the Lord to consider what He expects of us, what will be meaningful to Him. What does it mean in practical terms in our daily lives? How should we spend our time? What should be constantly in our hearts? How should we respond to the situations around us? Let us come before the Lord and seek His grace that He may help us to respond well to Him. Let us pray. our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great compassion, your grace, your kindness toward each one of us. Though many a time we have grieved you and gone our own ways, we thank you that you still reach out to us. Help us that we may not take for granted your kindness toward us, but take heed to what you have to say to us. Help us in the midst of our self-centered ways to repent, to come to you, to know your grace, your forgiveness, your life. Help us as we have sought to live for you, to be encouraged and to be strengthened, to affirm a continuation in the path that we have chosen, to walk with you, to love you. We know there are higher and higher levels that we can grow and develop. We pray that you teach us that we will not be complacent, that we will not be self-satisfied, but Lord, that we may constantly recognize your high calling in our lives and respond in humility and with gratitude, willing to take the steps necessary to change our lives and to live for you. We thank you that all this is possible because the Lord Jesus suffered on our behalf so that we can be forgiven, that he could offer his life to us. We thank you that this is possible because the Holy Spirit taught us your ways, showed us our need, and pointed to us the path of forgiveness through the Lord Jesus. We thank you that you love us. Teach us that we may learn to love you as we should. We ask for your blessing as we partake of the bread and wine. We pray that you strengthen us, help us to deepen in our walk with you, to live according to your calling. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.